It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The NFL and the New York, New Jersey Super Bowl host committee say the Super Bowl will bring the region an economic boost. And while fan excitement for the first ever East Coast cold weather game is substantial, ticket prices on secondary markets like StubHub faltered earlier this week, and prices for hotel rooms have plummeted too. WNYC's Janet Babin reports on what may be tweaking the laws of supply and demand and why New York City might not be such a Super Bowl draw after all.
Judging from the elaborate spread at the Super Bowl media party, the New York, New Jersey Super Bowl host committee fully expects the game to deliver on the up to $600 million economic bump it promised the region. Just like players coming onto the field, partygoers at Chelsea Piers were greeted by a line of drummers on either side of them, followed up by really friendly volunteers in sleek yellow Super Bowl jackets.
Have a great evening tonight.
Welcome. Thank you.
The Super Bowl media extravaganza was funded in part by New York State taxpayers. Vendors also picked up some of the tab. Katz's Deli and Magnolia Bakery were there, plying the press with delectables. And Heritage Vineyards brought up its best vintage from South Jersey. Marketing director Richard Heritage handed us glasses of his 2012 dry rosé.
All these like tourism dollars and the Super Bowl's coming to town. We just want to be a part of the fun. You know, we want to be a part of the buzz. We want to be there at the party.
But whether all this buzz actually translates into profit for the region is still up for debate. Here's economist Alan Sanderson at the University of Chicago.
These economic impact studies of Super Bowls just usually don't pass the laugh test or the smell test among professional economists.
Sanderson says only a small fraction of the dollars spent, whether on a Broncos t-shirt or on a room at the Marriott, actually ends up circulating in New York and New Jersey. Most, he says, goes back to wherever those corporations are based. In a statement, the NFL says there is tremendous competition among cities to host the Super Bowl, which it says indicates regions must feel it delivers unparalleled visibility and economic value. But the New York, New Jersey host committee won't detail where it comes up with this $500 to $600 million economic impact figure. Meanwhile, all this week, tweets have been exclaiming how prices for game day tickets on secondary market sites hit a low of about $1,050 midweek, way lower than expected.
You almost never see a price that low for a Super Bowl ticket until the day of the game.
That's Will Flaherty with ticket search engine SeatGeek. He says prices were off around 40% at what is normally the busiest time for ticket sales. Since then, prices have inched back up, but still.
It seems pretty clear that it will be the least expensive Super Bowl of the past 4 years.
More evidence of the shaky demand being generated by this Super Bowl is that there were also tweets touting a drop in prices at area hotels. Normally, prices for hotels continue to rise and then sell out in Super Bowl host cities. Hotel analyst John Fox with PKF Consulting says the room and apartment sharing economy on websites like Airbnb has changed the hotel pricing dynamics somewhat.
Look, there's no question that Airbnb is more of a factor today than it was a year ago and is more of a factor nationally.
But Fox also points out that press, ad agencies, and corporate game sponsors, who normally would descend upon smaller towns and take over whole hotels, are already based here, so don't need as many hotel rooms. There's one other unknown that analysts whisper about when talking of falling ticket and hotel prices, and that's the weather. It's put a deep freeze on demand, says the University of Chicago's Alan Sanderson.
The weather has really thrown some uncertainty into, you know, the whole thing. In part, it ruins a little bit of the party atmosphere. It's not quite as much fun to be partying when you're freezing.
The cold and potential for snow-related travel delays just might have been enough to deter Left Coast fans who decided instead to watch the game on the flat screen from the comfy confines of their sun-filled living rooms. But sports management professor Wayne McDonnell at NYU says the weather is being sold as the chance to experience football in its purest form. And from a football perspective, he says, these teams are a classic matchup.
You have the best offense in the league in the Denver Broncos, while you have the best defense in the league with the Seattle Seahawks going against each other.
And now that snow and frigid temps are looking like they'll be less of a factor, prices for game day tickets on secondary sites like StubHub are inching back up, with the average price around $2,200 with a couple thousand tickets left. For the lowest price, though, fans usually have to wait till the day of the game. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.